From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Palace Theater in Manchester, New Hampshire, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. You are too kind. I guess contrary to stereotype, you are easily impressed. Every 4 years, New Hampshire transforms from just a small, flinty, easily offended enclave of tax resisters into the center of national attention. A strange crew of people who are not from around here descend to wreck hotel rooms and insult the residents while desperately trying to suck up to them. That's right. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is back in the Granite State. And we assume that, just like happened 4 years ago, the reason all those politicians are hanging around is because they just want to try to win Carl's voice in their home answering machine. But Barack, John, Mike Gravel, you're just going to have to get in line with everybody else. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Pam. I'm from Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Hey, what's going on in Beaver Creek?
Not much. I'm actually right now kind of working.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, right now, even as we speak, what job are you doing?
I am an OBGYN, and I'm waiting for a delivery. But I didn't want to miss my chance to be on the show.
Does the expectant mother... Is she right there? Can we talk to her and see how she feels about this?
She's in the room. I'm at the desk.
How far apart are the contractions now? I just want to see how long we have for the segment.
Oh, she's doing every 2 to 3 minutes.
Oh, let's keep going, Peter.
Quickly, then, let me introduce you to our panel. First, say hello to a Boston Globe writer and the author most recently of Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi there.
Hi, Pam.
Next, say hello to the woman behind the syndicated advice column Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi.
Dear Amy, there I was giving birth when my OBGYN was off in some other room playing some quiz show. And lastly, say hello to a humorist whose works are shamelessly promoted at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Pam.
Hi there.
Nice talk to you.
Well, Pam, there's no time to waste. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine.
All right.
Ready? Okay, here is your first quote.
Let me tell you a joke. I think these leaders that are building nuclear bombs, they are retarded.
That was somebody trying to... Yeah, it takes a second, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No. Got to sink in. That kind of thing. That was somebody. That was somebody trying out his comedy stylings at the United Nations this week. Who was it?
Ahmadinejad.
Yes. Thank you for saying it, so I don't have to. Yes, the president of Iran. Forget those historical depictions of Satan: the wings, the horns, the beard. Turns out, the evil one looks like a cheerful yet loony figurehead who apparently owns neither a razor nor a necktie. He's also an aspiring comedian. The other line that he tried out at Columbia University was, quote, in Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. No, sir, they're just all arty. Nonetheless, America, in the face of this threat, went insane. Everybody denounced him, the president of Columbia University, apparently intimidated by all the criticism he got for offering a chance to speak to someone who was evil because he suppresses free speech. He called the president terrible names to his face. A lot of people are worried that all of this angry talk is a prelude to another war. But honestly, if it were our policy to invade countries just because they're led by delusional people with poor public speaking skills, we'd be landing troops in the Jersey Shore.
So anyway, Peter, this mullah walks into a bar with a duck on his head.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Ahmed told me the joke. It loses a lot in translation.
Were you people struck by how incredibly hostile people were to this guy?
No, but, you know, it was rude. I mean, what the president of Colombia said, that was...
Yeah, that was
wonderful. Yeah. Well,
when somebody comes to your house for a party, don't you instantly call them a demagogue?
Yeah, I was kind of... I ended up kind of siding with the guy. I felt sorry for him. Yeah. That's pretty hard to do.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hat trick there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, here's your next quote.
A few weeks off is okay until their spouses get sick of having them around the house.
That was Forbes magazine making their prediction about a big strike that happened this week. Turns out the spouses got sick of them a lot quicker than that, and the big strike ended. That's the strike against whom?
GM.
Right. Very good. You know how they say they don't make cars like they used to? That extends to epic labor confrontations as well. All the workers at every GM plant around the country threw down their tools, and then they came back fast enough to catch the tools on the bounce. The issue, of course, was health care. The United Auto Workers Union agreed to take on the billions of dollars of health care and pension obligations owed to retired workers. What are they going to do with all that obligation? Well, starting next spring, every new GM car will come with a special new feature, a genuine retired auto worker for you to take home and take care of. Here is your last quote.
Okay.
It's but one brief sample from the life's work of a great artist who died this last week. Carl? So... So who was that?
Marcel Marceau.
It was. Well done, Carl. You really captured it.
Wait, let him out of the phone booth there. Yeah. Carl, come on out.
I was going to say, let's see him get out of this box.
It's one of my best imitations so far.
Yeah. Yeah,
the world's most famous mime, I mean, really, name another, died this week at the age... Really, it's true. We were like,
Colin Powell?
Yeah.
Oh. But he did go quietly into that good night.
He did. You know. He died this week at the age of 84. He entertained millions around the world, of course, for decades. And, of course, it's tragic, as Charlie pointed out, after years of pretending to be in a box.
Yeah. I would have made it to his funeral, except I was walking against this really stiff breeze.
Now, the problem, of course, as you see with Marcel Marceau, is it's hard to pay him tribute on the radio. Let me show you what we mean. Here's an excerpt of a never-broadcast interview that All Things Considered attempted with him just a few years ago.
How do you see the international impact of your performance? Huh. But when... No, go ahead. Go ahead. I see. I understand.
It just doesn't come across, does it?
But boy, Siegel couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Really, it's amazing. Finally, by the way, he agreed to do that for us, but he forced us to tell you that was a joke. Carl, how did Pam do in our quiz?
Well, Dr. Pam did fine, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Pam, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Great, thank
wow.
you.
Well done.
Thanks.